Philip Semple, PFPB, certificate today's date is 03-14-2022. Dictation is for Luis Guazco. Guazco spells G-U-A-Z-H-C-O. Luis spells L-U-I-S. Date of birth is 12-27-1966. Next paragraph is a 55-year-old gentleman here with abdominal pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 1 month and has gotten worse in the last 3 or 4 days, period. He described pain as sharp and located diffuse in his abdomen. Said sometimes pain could be worse in his epigastric region and feels burning, and also note that his abdomen will make lots of noise and growling, and some at that time he will have some discomfort in his left lower quadrant regions, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is laboratory oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Pulse 82, respiration 98.0. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory. Good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no cardiac.
Okay. Which one do you like to use? What do you feel comfortable with? I got to put in one.
Yeah, I will go with Humalog.
Humalog 70-30?
70-30, yeah.
I want to try a very low dosage, like maybe... 15 units in the morning?
Yeah, probably 15 or 10 at night.
10 at night, okay.
Yeah.
That's real good. The next paragraph, cardiac regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended, tenderness in his right flank region, tenderness in his epigastric region, tenderness in his left lower quadrant regions. No rebound, no guarding. Yes, active bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bolli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort in range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is GERD. Number 2 is renal mass. Number 3 is abdominal distension. Number 4 is hypercholesterolemia, period. Next paragraph. The patient was discharged with the following medication. 1. Fenofibrate, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, testosterone. Please include low T in his assessment. Low T. Testosterone, back to plan. Testosterone, 200/mL, would take 1 mL weekly for 9 days, number 13 mLs. Next medication, Carafate, C-A-R-A-F-A-T, 1 gram/10 mL. You would take 10 mLs daily for 30 days, number 300 mils. Next medication, Famotidine, F-A-M-O-T-A-D-I-N-E, 40 milligrams. You will take 1 POQHS for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Fenofibrate, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Testosterone, 200/mL, 1 mils weekly for 90 days, number 13 mils. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Today we did a CT scan of his abdomen without contrast. CT scan was interpreted by the radiologist. Findings are as follows according to radiologist. 1. Moderate diverticulosis. On the left side, without diverticulitis. Appendix is normal. Next line. Mild degeneration in his lower lumbar spine. There is calcific atherosclerosis. Next line. A complex dorsally a complex density mass in his lower in the lower pole of his right kidney. This is enlarged slightly compared to his last CT scan. The mass currently is 3 centimeters. Next paragraph, patient was given a consult for to a urologist to have mass for delineated. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has non-endovictation.